Oh, you motherfuckers. You disloyal, fool-ass, bitch-made punk.
6 a.m, police at my door. Fresh Adidas squeak across the bathroom floor. Out my back window, I make my escape. Didn't even get a chance to grab my old school tape. Mad with no music, but happy cause free. And the streets to a player is the place to be. Got a knot in my pocket weighing at least a grand. Gold on my neck, my pistol's close at hand. I'm a self-made monster of the city streets. Remotely controlled by hard hip-hop beats. But just living in the city is a serious task. Didn't know what the cops wanted, didn't have time to ask.
We got to be the pilot over the pussy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm your host, Mr. Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Ready to chop up good game as we always do, broadcasting live from Flaw Scandalous, California. And as usual, today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD and all the Macing products. And UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. That's the website where you can chop up good game with other players such as yourself. Now, on today's show, we're going to have everybody call in and talk about where to find the dimes in your city. And the ladies, you're going to call in and talk about where you can find ballers in your city, all around the country. And we're going to chop up good game like we always do, and I'm going to flow straight from the survival scrolls. Let's see who's on the phone right now. Hotline, who's on the phone?
Yeah, what's good, man? It's your boy, Lewis S. Black.
What's up, Lewis? Where are you calling from?
Calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
All right. Well, so where are the dimes at in your city, player?
Man, my boys, Free Time, I'm going to give them a plug. Free Time, they throw mad parties out there. They be hanging out at day parties.
Free Time.
Yeah, Free Time, man. They got a little promotional company, man. They be throwing joints.
All right, so that's the spot to fuck with in St. Louis.
Yeah, man. You check out my boys from my state, Free Time or whatever. You check out some of them pictures. You'll see some of them in there.
All right, real talk.
Other than that, just hit the club.
Okay. What are some of the clubs that's jumping off in St. Louis? What's some of the names?
Big one is the Spot.
All right.
That's like the hot one. And then also, as far as the strip joints, you might want to check out Larry Flint's Hustlers Club.
Okay. All right, but thanks for the call, player. So that's the spot to hang out in up there in St. Louis, Free Time. I think that's the name of it. So peep that out and all that good shit. Let's see who – I got my boy Greg on the phone. Hold on. Let's see what's up. What's up, Greg? We got my boy Greg on the phone. What's up, Greg?
What's cracking, everybody in cyberspace?
Oh, this is my dude, Greg. Now, Greg, tell him about the club you brought me to the other night. Saturday night. I'm going to let you tell it in your own words.
All right. It was a spot called, I forgot the name of it.
It's called the Old
it
Folks
was,
Home.
It was a spot called Pearl.
Right.
Spot called Pearl. And basically, it's a new joint that they just launched. My boy Kevin Harper, one of the promoters, told me about it.
What's up, Kev? Kev is a listener to the show, too. What's up, Kev?
Yeah. So, Kev, so I got to put him out there. So, anyway, this is a joint that included not just young females, young hot honeys. It was a bunch of old, you know, females. I mean, you know,
Greg, where were the young 40s. Ones, Greg? Greg, where were the young ones? I didn't see no young ones, nigga. For real, this nigga.
Greg, you saw about 4 or 5 in their 20s. Come on, man.
It was about four or five, literally, out of the hundreds that were there. Literally about 4 or 5 who looked like they could be in their 20s. 4 or 5. But what did the rest of them look like, Greg? So people won't think I'm exaggerating. What did the age ranges look like in that club?
They looked like it was probably between 35 and about 50.
Shit. They looked 45 and 60. Them was some old broads up in that club. And what made me mad is that... What made me mad is that you called me like, oh, man, you got to get down here. I'm talking to a bunch of dimes. They ain't nothing but dimes. There wasn't no dimes in there, man. Wasn't even no...
Now, Tariq is putting extras on it, y'all. It wasn't that deep.
Well, shit. What extras am I...
I was talking to one...
To one what?
Now, you will admit that there was at least one strong eight up in there. Come on,
hell no, it wasn't no strong. Hell, Greg, was there any... Greg, was there any dimes in that spot? Let's be real.
The Viata for Tariq, according to the L.A. standards, no. It
thank
no
you. Thank you. It wasn't no eights. I didn't see no strong eight. I saw maybe a cool 7.5. I didn't see no strong eight. I didn't see no dime. I saw a buffalo nickel in that motherfucker, but wasn't no dime. Shit.
Well, that one little Asian bitch outside that you were trying to holler at, she was about a close enough to an eight. If you didn't, she wasn't an eight.
All right, so she was cool. That again, that was the only one that looked like she was in her 20s, and all the old broads were coming right up to me, sitting down, and I'm texting this nigga Greg like, Greg, come move, nigga. Go upstairs, and you weren't even answering my texts. And I'm a very, I try to be diplomatic. Like, when we went outside to the patio, there's another old chick came, sat down right next to me. Like, can I sit here? And this nigga Greg is like, well, if some other dude came and sat down, he was chopping up with us, one of the other partners. And Greg was like, man, you know, Tariq don't like these old bitches. And then the female sitting next to me got up and ran off. I'm like,
well, can we keep it real, Tariq?
Yeah. Now, I'm not rude, you know what I'm saying? If I'm not feeling nobody, I'm not going to be rude. You were just rude than a motherfucker. But, man.
Well, if females want to sit among men, then they're going to hear men, real men talk, right?
But, shit. But we up there with grandmothers and shit, man. But Greg, step it up, man. Just don't invite me to nothing like that no more. And all the older people.
I'm going to make sure. Before I invite you to anything else, that is tight.
Please do. Please do. And if all you older women, y'all want to go out and get the club on, Pearl is jumping off on Saturday night. And also...
Yeah, you got to be... You got to be about 40 and over there.
Yeah, the whole club was smelling like chicken grease and Viagra in that motherfucker. But anyway, so we left the club and we went to some other spots in Hollywood. And I was talking on yesterday's show about how a lot of the cats out there were like brown nosing. You know, Greg, when we were driving around, and what was that club?
Yeah, brown nosing and handcuffs him like a
motherfucker. Yeah, man. These dudes, like the women were trying to holler at us, and they couldn't even holler at us because these niggas was hounding them. So I talked about that on yesterday's show, man. Fellas, gotta stop the handcuffing of these broads. You feel me? All right, Greg, man, but thanks for the call, Greg. And stay away from the old folks home, player.
Okay, so we got to chop it up again, man, this week and maybe hit up a spot this week.
All right, man. Just make sure the age limit is cool, nigga. I'm not trying to go to the Harriet Tubman lookalike contest, goddammit. Shit. All
right, dog.
All right, player. Music came on loud. Let's see who else is on the phone. Hotline.
Hey, what's up, Flood?
What's up? What's your name, man?
Hey, yo, this is Shawty the Pimp from my city, yo.
What's up, Shawty? Where you calling from, man?
Come from a little small-ass town in Louisiana, yo. All
right. What city? What city is it?
Appaloosa, man. It's a local little town, man. We're not even on the map, dude.
Appaloosa? That's the name of it?
Appaloosa. It's like about 3 hours drive from New Orleans, dude.
Appaloosa. How many people in that city, man? That sounds...
You can...
Appaloosa.
You can count them on your finger.
That sounds like a place where motherfuckers go get illegal fireworks and shit.
So, what's the topic today, man?
We're talking about places in your city or around your neighborhood where you can find the dimes. Where can you find top-notch women? So, where do you go in Appaloosa, Louisiana to find dimes?
Definitely not down here, man. Definitely not down here. Pretty much like New Orleans and like Baton Rouge, you know what I'm saying?
And what are some of the spots right now where all the dimes are hanging out in New Orleans?
New Orleans, man. They got the Essence Festival coming up this July 4th.
Ah, I forgot about that. That's right. When is the Essence Festival? When is the Essence Festival?
It's going to be like start July 4th all the way to July 7th. It's going to be at the Superdome in New Orleans.
Okay, that's a great place, man. I totally forgot about that. Fellas, that's a great spot to meet a lot of dimes, man. The Essence Festival has top-notch quality dimes. So that's a very good spot to check out, fellas. Y'all need to peep that out next month. All right, man, but thanks for the call, player. Yeah, I totally forgot about the Essence Festival, man. that's like one of the few places where a lot of black folks can congregate without there being bullshit. And I talked about that before. The reason why is because if you notice at the Essence Festival, they don't have any hip hop acts. So they don't draw in the hip hop crowd. They have no rappers at the Essence Festival. That's why there are no problems. But whenever you have something with a bunch of niggas and there's a hip hop theme to it, it's going to attract a certain crowd. So you got to be real careful of that. Hotline, who's on the phone?
Hello, what's good? It's Travis.
Hey, what's up, Trav? What city are you calling from, Trav?
Palm Bay, Florida.
All right, so where do you find the dimes out there in Palm Bay, Florida?
Man, it's a small city, so you got to go to Walmart.
What city are you closest by? What major city?
It's on the east coast of Florida.
I mean, but
it's like what an hour away from Orlando.
Oh, damn. Okay, so y'all niggas got to drive to Disneyland to get some pussy.
Yep, so we just go to Walmart, and that's where the dimes be at, though.
Well, a lot of dimes be at Walmart. You know, that's a good point, man. But thanks for the call, player. You know, a lot of those small cities, and I notice this when I travel, like Walmart is the spot in these small-ass unknown cities. That's where everybody goes to. They go to Walmart. When I was doing that MTV Made stuff a couple of years ago, I was in Bullhead City, Arizona. I mean, that shit is nowhere on the map. The thing is, it's right across the waterway from Laughlin, Nevada. So it's like a hop, skip, and a jump. So I would have to go to Laughlin. Actually, MTV had me staying in Laughlin. But then when I went over to Bullhead City, nigga, Walmart was like the Century Club, nigga. It was cracking at Walmart. But like I was saying about the Essence Festival, man, that's a real nice spot to go to, man, to get a lot of dimes in one spot. A lot of upscale sisters in one spot. Like I was saying, a lot of black folks, when there's a hip hop theme, when there's like events where there's going to be rappers and all that shit, it's always going to be a problem. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's just the way it is. Look at All Star Weekend and Daytona Beach and all those spring breaks. Wherever there's a hip hop theme, unfortunately, man, it's going to be some bullshit that goes with it. And now as far as LA, let me put my two cents in about LA and dealing with women in LA. LA is known for the dimes. We have the greatest number of dimes here in Los Angeles. But there's a catch 22. Even though we have the greatest number of dimes, we have a lot of broke ass dimes out here. LA is a ball or fall type city. You're going to either ball or you're going to fall. You're going to really have your shit together or you're going to be struggling. So LA is full of broke, attractive women. And sometimes it kind of rules itself out, because if you broke and you fine, the novelty of you being fine kind of wears off after a while. If you're a real dude. I'm not talking about no trick ass nigga who's just happy an attractive woman is around him. After a while, you become desensitized to just the attractiveness. It's like when I was down in Brazil, I noticed, man, the dudes don't even trip on the women down there. You know, like if you see a woman with a big ass out here, every nigga on the block is going to turn his head. Down in Brazil, the women are real nonchalant to them dudes. You see a woman with a nice ass in Brazil, the dudes don't even look twice. They're like, I seen that. That's all that's down here. And after a while, you do kind of become desensitized to it because everybody is fine. So it's like, what else can you bring to the table? That's why a lot of Brazilian women have such a good attitude, because everybody's fine. So you got to bring a little more to the table. So they have a very good personality because there's so much competition. So in LA, we have a lot of women who are very attractive. There's cute women coming in on the Greyhound bus every 5 minutes. So a lot of men out here become desensitized to that. So you got to bring more to the table than just your fineness. And fellas, if you want to meet women in LA, some of the women you have to avoid are like the wannabe actresses and the wannabe models, because a lot of them have a delusional type of mentality. A lot of them are kind of bullshitting themselves, and if they're not being real with themselves, they're not going to be real with you. So in LA, fellas, the best women to go for, where you can find the dimes, are women who are working square jobs. And if you're in the game, if you're a hustler, you want to get with a female who's true to the game about her hustling. You don't want to get a half-ass hustler. You know, you got a woman, women out here who try to hustle and then have a foot in the game and a foot in some square shit. Trying to hustle and be square, trying to be fence sitters. So you want to go for a female who's pretty square. A female who works a 9-to-5 job, who ain't tripping about you knowing about her 9-to-5 job. Because most of these women, you know, they work square jobs, but they'll try to be like, oh, I'm an actress, or I'm a model. And you hear that a lot in L.A. You hear that I'm a model shit all the time in L.A. The qualifications for a model has dwindled. Any female with a digital camera and a MySpace page thinks she's a model, especially in L.A. And the shit is kind of corny after a while. So you don't want to get involved with this female trying to live out her model fantasies, trying to be on the next episode of America's Top Model. You don't want to deal with that. Just get you a square female who's working at Nordstrom's, who's working in an office at Century City somewhere. Those are the cool ones. They have a level head. These women are a little more grounded, and they're going to come at you more realistically. A lot of the wannabe models and the wannabe actresses, their main concern is trying to break in the industry any way they can. Or they're trying to get some damn attention. Those are the major attention whores. And that's what you want to avoid. You don't want to be around attention whores and groupies. Again, these women are trying to get their foot in the door. They're trying to hang around celebrities, and they want to have people look at them as a celebrity. They want to be close to the red carpet, all that old corny shit. So their minds aren't really right. You can get a lot of dimes, fellas. Let me tell you where to go out here in L.A. Like in Century City, on Avenue of the Stars, all those buildings over there with all those companies. They have a lot of industry companies over there, like a lot of entertainment companies, ICM, all the big talent agencies over there. So you have a lot of top grade women working over there. I do a lot of business over there. I go over there and go to a lot of meetings, and it's just dimes crawling out the windows over there. On Avenue of the Stars in Century Boulevard. I mean, in Century City. All my LA people, you know where that is. That's the best place to find top grain square dimes. Who got their mind right? But like I said, man, you want to avoid the wannabe models, the wannabe actresses, the women who are trying to get deals and all that old corny shit. You want a woman with a level head. If a woman ain't being true to herself, there's no way in hell she's going to be true to you. Also, fellas, places you can go to meet dimes. And it varies from city to city, but generally, what you want to do is go to bookstores. And I talked about this before, and this is for all my players all around the country. Go to like a nice upscale Barnes & Noble. A lot of top-notch women hang out there. And at least she reads. When women read, that shows she has a good head on her shoulders. You don't want a woman, you know, who don't read. You ask her what's the last book she read. And it was a book of food stamps. That's it. And that's especially true for women out here in LA. We got some dingy broads out here. Not all of them. We got some women with their shit together. But generally, we got some dingy, self-centered chicks out here. Out here in L.A., man, you go to a woman's house and she'll have pictures of herself all over the place. I hate that. When you see that, fellas, you just bounce. You ever went to a woman's house, fellas, and she has pictures of herself all over the place? That shit is corny. That shit is corny as hell. A lot of these women are very self-centered. I went out with a woman a few weeks ago, and it was just real whack. Because she was one of them self-centered wannabe models. Very attractive woman, but her conversation was extremely whack. Everything was about her, and she's auditioning for this, and she's going to be on this show, and she wants to be on this, and such magazine called her. I mean, just this motherfucker's just all about her. That shit is corny. And L.A. is full of that. And fellas in L.A. know about that. And again, not every woman in L.A. is like that. But we have an influx of all these self-centered women out here in L.A. who are on their own bra straps. And fellas, you want to avoid that like the plague. Because she ain't willing to bring anything to the table. She's too busy sweating herself. She's too busy riding her own clit to bring something to the table. And fellas, ultimately, that's what you want out of the females you deal with. You want a female who can bring something to the table. You want a female who's going to be an asset to the game. And you got to pick up on the nonverbal language. If you meet a woman and she's all up on her own shit, all she's doing is talking about how fly she is and all the people she know and all the videos she's been in. And we have a lot of video hoes out here, too. That's another thing. These video hoes, they're the worst ones. These video girls, because they swear they're celebrities. You get one girl who was an extra in a video, she's walking around like she's Naomi Campbell in this motherfucker. LA is full of that. Fellas, avoid that. It's corny. There's nothing you can do with them. A lot of them is a waste of time. Go get you a square broad who works somewhere at the mall, works somewhere in Century Boulevard, who works on Avenue of the Stars, somebody who works somewhere in Santa Monica. That's who you want to go with. And stay out the goddamn hood. You don't want to mess with hood rats, fellas. And I talked about this on the show the other day. You don't want to dumb yourself down for no rats. Let's see who's on the phone. Hotline?
How you doing there, King Flex? It's Iron Man.
Iron Man, where you calling from, player?
New Orleans.
All right, we got a lot of New Orleans folks calling in. So where you find the dimes out there in New Orleans?
I'm going to be real with you. Down here, the ladies are pretty, but you have to raise the age up to maybe about 33 because the truth is bad here. Ladies are pretty out here, but they got fucked up attitudes and they think people owe them something.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of the bullshit. So as far as the dime people are concerned, you'd be searching for a minute.
So you saying you got to go for the women who are a little bit older because all the younger women kind of think their shit don't stink, right?
And sometimes the older women are just as bad.
Man, I can imagine. So where do you go to get the dimes out there? What's your personal spot? Where do you go?
I don't even hang out no more. Because a lot of spots after Katrina, they don't even exist no more. I'd rather not even be bothered with these trifles out here.
I feel you, player. All right, man, thanks for the call, man. That brother said he just don't go out no more. He said, fuck it. But like I was saying, man, some of the places you can go where generally women who are dimes hang out. The bookstore, that's a great spot. Another spot is the gym. Because if a woman's in the gym, that means she's concerned about her fitness and her health. Generally now, because I've been to the gym and I've seen, you know, a couple of thickies up in there who's just got a membership to the gym, so that don't count. But you do have some women in the gym who are regulars in the gym who have it together. That's a nice spot to holler at the dimes. And upscale malls. And I know a lot of smaller cities, y'all just have Walmart and one mall where all just everybody goes to. And if you go to places like that, and if you live in cities like that where it's just one spot that everybody goes to, you have to time everything to avoid the hood rats and chicken heads. Now remember, chicken heads usually go out and they go shopping and they go to the mall around the 1st and 15th of the month when they get them checks. And I always said that, fellas, you got to avoid clubs, malls and all places like that around the 1st and the 15th, especially if you live in a major city. That's when all the hood rats get their checks and they can get babysitters and weaves and all that shit. So you kind of want to avoid that around the 1st and 15th. And you don't want to do too much parking lot pimping. I don't like going to clubs and staying until the very end because most upscale women leave the club around 12:30. Now, if you're in a club, I mean, and this is on the West Coast. Let me preface that by saying on the West Coast, it's a different vibe because the clubs close in L.A. at 2 o'clock. Now, I know on the East Coast, clubs be closing at like 4 or 5 in the morning. But even still, a lot of top-notch upscale women have to get up early for work, so they're going to break out pretty soon, especially on the West Coast. They're going to leave at around 12:30. The women who hang out at clubs when they're over are usually scallywags, hood rats, chicken heads, attention whores, who get off on guys hounding them. There's some women who like niggas running up on them, sweating them and jocking them. They like the scavengers. You want to avoid that. You don't want to be in the same realm of parking lot pimps. And again, the quality of the women who hang out at clubs when the clubs are over are not top grade women. Usually these are women who are looking for somebody with a weed connection. Looking for somebody to help them get high. Very low budget. But anyway, I'd like to thank everybody for calling into the show. Thanks for listening to the show today. That's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I've been the host, Mr. Tariq King, Flex Nasheed. Don't forget to check out MacLessons.com and UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. I will holler at you, cats. Peace.